Welcome to the Deep Programming Center here on KOWS 92.5 FM in Occidental and Sebastopol, California. I am your host, Swami Lupinanda, and tonight, you listeners out there are going to be treated to a special program dedicated to a just-released huge sort of box set collection produced by the Music and Elsewhere label out of the United Kingdom. And actually, Music and Elsewhere is celebrating its 25th anniversary right now with the release of this gigantic package. And it's called the United World Underground Collection. And it features no fewer than 30 complete albums produced by artists from 30 different countries, plus bonus tracks, plus a whole bunch of information about all these unique underground performers. Quite a collection. And I will be playing just a small fraction of what's available in this collection here tonight. But if any of you listeners are interested in discovering more about this, the whole thing is outlined in tremendous detail at this website, www.micmagic.net. And I should mention that I've featured some recordings from the Music and Elsewhere label on previous Deprogramming Center broadcasts. And the guy who basically ran the label, Mick Magic, also was the driving force behind the band Magic Moments at Twilight Time, which of course is also from the United Kingdom. And while some of the many acts included in this collection might be familiar to some of you listeners who are somewhat savvy to the whole home recording underground experience, I am going to bet that there are some artists in this collection who you've never heard of before as well. Certainly that is the case for yours truly. And that includes the very first artist whom you just heard a few minutes ago, she being Galactic Lila. And she's from Belgium, and according to the album notes here, she was a member of the group Drum Fondue, where she went under the name of Martine. And the track we heard just now, entitled Jumping Heart, was originally created for an album called Anima Spiralia, which Music and Elsewhere released on cassette back in 1992. And apparently, Peter Clausen, who was another member of Drum Fondue, helped produce this unique album. Okay, let's carry on. Next up, we will be hearing from France's X-Ray Pop with a recording called El Gato, which means the cat in Spanish, and which was produced for their Under My Skirt album, which Music and Elsewhere also put out back in 1992. X-Ray Pop was one of the more popular groups to cross paths with Mick Magic. They've appeared on lots of recording labels over the years, and actually they were apparently even contracted to a subsidiary of Warner Brothers for a while in the late 1990s. The group features the talents of Zuka Zaza, Doc Pilot, and Pam Pam, and their sound really has an irresistible poppy catchiness, but you know, it always seems to retain a dose of that rough edge that makes home recording so appealing to people like myself, and I hope to you listeners out there too. But you know, let's find out. Here's El Gato.
Cuando canta el gatito. Haar schouders, haar handen, ontbloot haar tanden en kromt haar ogen tot opgaande zonnen. Een lang been stapt kordaat, uitrokken van brokaat. Haar met den hemel, de paringsdans van de glans was aan. De bruid getrooid met kroon van tropisch fruit. Lady with the tutti frutti hat, lady sings the samba. Carmen Miranda op de bühne op het doek, Brazilian bombshell wordt wereldster, valt in Amerika. Van de allerlaatste kroegen er samba van wat kwijt. En eindigt in 55, 1955. Dan gaan de lichten uit en verdwijnt de hoed met fruit in het museum Carmen Miranda. Carmen Miranda, Carmen Miranda, zingt met haar heupen, haar schouders, haar handen, ontbloot haar tanden, rond haar ogen tot opgaande zon. Een lang been stapt gelaat, uitrokken van brokaat, haar met haar heel de paringsdans van de glans was af.
Hello again! You are tuned into the Deprogramming Center's Music and Elsewhere United World Underground Collection special here on KOWS. And you just heard a genuine uniting of the world, in a way, in that last track, which was called Dimness. And the reason you heard that uniting is because Dimness was created through the collaborative efforts of the Bulgarian group, the legendary Pop Tones, and the French artist M. Nomazed, otherwise known as Michel Madrania. This piece came out on a cassette album called The Story of an Acoustic Dream, which Music and Elsewhere released back in 1997. And you regular listeners might be familiar, or maybe you should be familiar, with M. Nomazed, Michel Madrania. I've played bits of his music on previous installments of the Deprogramming Center. And he's been quite actively producing electronic and experimental music for years and years, goes way back into the 1980s, maybe even earlier than that. But you may not be so familiar with the so-called legendary Pop Tones of Bulgaria. According to the album notes here, the Pop Tones made a lot of primitive tape recordings with non-instruments and homemade avant-garde implements back in the early 1990s. And, you know, I, for one, would be really interested in hearing some of those tapes if such things are currently available to the public somewhere. Anyway, before Dimness, we heard a nice bit of rhythm and noise from a Japanese artist, Mr. Toshiyuki Hiraoka, and this recording comes from an album that Music and Elsewhere put out back in 2000, simply entitled Tea. And since the recordings on the album have no titles, I'll just say we heard piece number 10 from that album. According to the album notes, Mr. Hiraoka has produced a lot of music in a number of styles over the years, and currently composes for Japanese and American television shows and movies. This, for me anyway, is my first introduction to his work. Before Tea, we heard a piece from a Dutch group called Trespassers W. The piece we heard is called Carmen Miranda, and that, of course, refers to the 20th century star of so many South American-themed films and musicals. And it's interesting in this international presentation that Music and Elsewhere has just put out here that this Dutch group and the French X-ray pop band both do songs with Spanish lyrics. Don't you think? Anyway, this piece comes from a cassette album called Buzz, which Music and Elsewhere released back in 1994. Trespassers W were apparently quite popular and had releases on both vinyl records and CDs back in the day, although they never really got much attention here in the United States. They also, apparently, were known for really mixing it up with various genres and styles. And speaking of mixing up genres and styles, next up, we will be moving the show into a much more spacey, ambient area with some lengthy recordings. The first one we'll be hearing is a piece called Ishwar, and it comes from a South African project called Sphinx. Music and Elsewhere released the Sphinx album entitled The Secret of... just dot, 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 maybe The Secret of the Unknown. I don't know how you're supposed to say that on the air, but anyway, that's what it looks like. They released this on cassette back in 1992, and at that time, Mick Magic did not correspond directly with any of Sphinx's band members, but instead he got a master tape from Matthias Lang of IRE Tapes from Germany at that time. And the album notes here recount a story of how Mick's master tape was damaged when he went to produce this big compilation we're listening to bits from here now, and how he eventually made contact with Jay Scott, who was the founder of Sphinx, and that led to Mick receiving an updated master CD directly from its original source in South Africa. And that's what he used to recreate the Sphinx album for this United World compilation. And that's the sort of story that, I don't know, indicates how the whole home recording world is just an adventure in interactivity and communication. Anyway, and it's all a really good thing, too, because this recording stands out for its uniqueness on this compilation here. Let's see what you think about it. Here's Ishwar. Hello again. You are listening to the Deprogramming Center here on KOWS. And tonight we've been featuring recordings from the just released 30 plus album collection called the United World Underground Collection, put out by Music and Elsewhere from the United Kingdom. And again, anyone interested in finding out more about this release or wanting to get a copy for yourself, it's not that expensive really, you can visit www.micmagic.net. We just heard the United States' entry into this international collection, an excerpt from a very long piece called Drone by L.G. Mayer. And L.G. Mayer was a member, mainly a bass player, for the New York space rock group called Alien Planetscapes back in the late 1980s, early 1990s. Alien Planetscapes got a lot of attention back in the day, and I've played a bit of their music on previous installments of the Deprogramming Center here. I think this is the first time I've ever played any solo work of L.G. Mayer, however. Drone, this album, was released in its full 45-minute glory on a cassette put out by Music and Elsewhere back in 1997. Actually, the piece Drone was 45 minutes long, and the name of the cassette album is also Drone, and actually, the flip side of the tape is another 45-minute piece, and this is a variant mix of the piece called Drone. So it's very, very drone, drone, drone. And that brings us right up here to the end of our show. We'll be leaving you with another lengthy ambient work. This one is called Heart of Orion, and it comes from a release by Levente Toth. I don't know how to pronounce that. I hope it's Levente or Levent. The release is called Turning Pages, and Music and Elsewhere released Turning Pages, I believe, on CD back in 2003. And apparently this album was, in fact, the last official release from the Music and Elsewhere recording label. Levente grew up in Transylvania, Romania, during the Ceausescu years, but he eventually ended up in the United Kingdom in the 1990s, and that's where he eventually did a lot of his recording work. I selected this particular piece to end our set tonight because it feels kind of wintry, and the next broadcast I do will happen right around the cusp of the winter solstice. But before we hear that, I want to thank all you listeners out there for tuning in tonight. You have been listening to the Deprogramming Center here on KOWS 92.5 FM in Occidental and Sebastopol, California. I am your host, Swami Lupinanda, and now let's hear this bit of wintry soundscape. This is Heart of Orion by Levente.